This is Danielle Jaworzniewska with the BBC News. Hello. The president of Benin, Patrice Talon, has appeared on television to reassure people after Sunday morning's coup attempt. Mr. Talon said loyal members of the security forces had taken measures to thwart attempts by a small group to overthrow the government. Neighbouring Nigeria has confirmed Benin asked for help stopping the coup and it had sent fighter jets. Thomas Nardi sent this report.
President Talon told a tense nation that the government was taking all measures to find those still being held hostage by the fleeing soldiers. Heavy explosions were heard late afternoon in the capital, Cotonou, believed to be airstrikes. A Nigerian presidency statement later indicated that its air force and ground troops were in action in Benin, based on a request by the authorities in that country. They had helped flush out the coup plotters from the state TV and a military base where they regrouped.
Nigerian media are reporting that the government has secured the release of 100 children who were kidnapped from a Catholic boarding school last month. Medina Maishanu is in Abuja.
The Niger State Commissioner of Police and a Christian leader in the state say they both received confirmation that 100 students abducted from St. Mary's Catholic School have been rescued by security forces. They told the BBC that the information came from the Office of the National Security Advisor, which informed them that the children would be released in batches to their parents from Monday. More than 300 students and staff were abducted during the attack last month. 165 of them remain unaccounted for.
The head of the Israeli military, Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir, has said that the position to which Israeli forces have withdrawn in Gaza is a new borderline. The so-called yellow line leaves Israel in control of more than half of Gaza. Under the US peace plan, Israel is due to withdraw further if and when Hamas starts to disarm. Officials in Brazil say 8 engravings by the French artist Henri Matisse have been stolen by 2 armed men from a library in Sao Paulo. In a statement, the Secretariat of Culture and Creative Economy said 5 engravings by Candido Portinari, who's considered one of the most important Brazilian painters of all time, were also taken. More on this from Nick Johnson.
The works by Matisse were being shown in an exhibition called From the Book to the Museum, highlighting a collaboration between the city's Museum of Art and its largest public library. Unverified footage on Brazilian TV channels shows police cars outside the Mario de Andrade Library and a number of empty spaces on a gallery wall. This isn't the first time a piece by Henri Matisse has been taken from a Brazilian exhibition. In 2006, the artist's oil canvas Luxembourg Gardens was stolen from a museum in Rio before being recovered.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The Kremlin has praised the new US national security strategy, saying it corresponded in many ways with Russia's vision. President Putin's spokesman said a US pledge to stall the expansion of NATO was encouraging. He said he hoped the changes would guarantee that the US and Russia could work jointly together for a settlement in Ukraine. The new security programme sharply criticised Europe. Officials in Hong Kong say the final turnout in Sunday's local elections was about 2% higher than the record low of 2021. The vote is being seen as a test of public sentiment after last month's huge fire at a public housing complex in the territory. Less than a quarter of the seats in the Hong Kong legislature are directly elected and candidates are heavily vetted, but the government campaigned hard to encourage people to vote. A water leak at the Louvre Museum in Paris has damaged hundreds of books just weeks after jewels worth more than $100 million were stolen. Camilla Mills has the details.
The museum's deputy administrator said between 300 and 400 works were affected by the leak, which happened in late November, and that the count was ongoing. Francis Steinbock said the damage was in the Egyptian department, and that while the volumes are used by Egyptologists, they are not precious. He said the works will be dried, sent to a bookbinder and restored before being returned to the shelves. Mr. Steinbock said the problem had been known for years and that repairs were scheduled for September next year. The Louvre's infrastructure has been questioned following the jewellery heist in October.
The British driver Lando Norris has won this year's Formula One World Championship. Norris, driving a McLaren, secured the title by finishing third in the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. The defending champion, the Dutch driver Max Verstappen, won the race in a Red Bull but remained second in the championship. BBC News.